Hi family, such a privilege again to share this message with you at the start of 2021. What an amazing opportunity again to reset and to start a new year in the midst of massive challenges throughout the world. And I believe that 2020 equipped us and gave us the necessary tools to really get through the next challenge and the next phase of life as we head into this new year with expectation, with excitement, but also a sense of uncertainty. I'm sure that wherever you're at the moment, it's like you can plan for 2021, but we have to put our plans almost in pencil because the Lord is working, the Lord is moving, and there's so much uncertainty. But in the midst of all this uncertainty, I believe God has got a word for us for this year. And the word the Lord gave me this year, at the beginning of this year, on the 1st of January, we as a family spent time together just asking the Lord, what does he have for us in store, and how can we head into this new year with him as our center, with him as our focus? And the word the Lord gave me specifically was the word trust. And I believe that God wants us to grow in our trust in him in this year. There's an amazing scripture which I really want to share with you this morning, just briefly. Just a few thoughts on the word trust this morning. And it's found in Jeremiah chapter 17 from verse 5. Verse 5 says the following. And there's like a bit of a contrast here. There's first of all, he says cursed, and then he goes on to say blessed is the man. So it says here in verse 5 of Jeremiah chapter 17, it says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Isn't that amazing? It says, actually, the word of God says that if we put our trust in man, and it's not to say that we mustn't trust anybody, but if we put our full confidence, if we put our trust in man and not in God, then we actually depart from God. Isn't that scary? But here's the good news that I want to share with you today, and that is verse 7. Verse 7 says, blessed is the man. So verse 5 says, cursed is the man who puts his trust in man. But then it says the following, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Sorry, not whose hope is in the Lord. Read that verse carefully, because I also read it very quickly and I said whose hope is in the Lord. It says whose hope is the Lord. Not whose hope is in the Lord, but whose hope is the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. It's not having hope in the Lord, it's having the Lord himself as our hope. Isn't that beautiful? But we need to trust in the Lord. And then verse 8 says the following, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. And hasn't heat come in this last while? This last year, if we look back on a whole year, heat has come. And then it says the following, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. What a promise the Lord holds before us, friends. The Lord holds before us a promise that we can be truly blessed if we put our trust in the Lord and if we hope in God himself, if God himself is our hope. So I just want to share five thoughts just around the word trust. And I've used the word trust here just to remind you of what trust really is and how can we trust in the Lord more in 2021, because we can put our trust in a lot of stuff. We can put our trust in a lot of things that seem certain, but there's nothing in this world that is certain. Isn't that so? Nothing will go with us into heaven except people and except souls of men and except God himself, knowing that God is our trust and is our hope. So what does trust mean? I've used the word trust and want to remind you of five things which I believe God is holding before us for this year. The first one is a T. The T in trust, the first T in trust stands for thanksgiving or thankfulness, a heart which is full of thankfulness. And I believe God wants us to be thankful, first of all, for all he has done, but not only for all he has done, but for who he is, the fact that he is God. Amen. Friends, let's be thankful. Let's start this year in thankfulness, because there's so much that we can be ungrateful for. There's so much that we can complain about. There's so many fears and stresses, things that we're uncertain about. But let's be thankful, first of all, for who God is, the fact that he is God, and then for what he has done in our lives, for sustaining us up to this point, for being our provider, being our healer, being our protector. God is God, and we can be thankful to God for who he is and for what he has done. You know, I believe a thankful heart is a worshiping heart. And God is looking for worshipers who can worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the way in which we can truly worship God is by being thankful. Just by being thankful. And if you've read the Psalms throughout this holiday, as I asked you to and suggested that you maybe read at least some of the Psalms this holiday, I was reading the Psalms and just noticed one thing again, and that is that David especially, who wrote most of the Psalms, came to a place of thanksgiving in his life. He could thank God for everything. Even in the midst of the toughest situations, David would thank the Lord. So I believe, guys, we need to trust God by being thankful. Amen. Thankfulness or trusting people are thankful people. If we truly trust God, we will be thankful for who He is and for what He has done. So that's the first thing when it comes to trust, is thankfulness. The second thing, the R of trust, stands for responsible. We need to be responsible as trusting people, as people trusting in God. We need to be responsible for what God has given to each one of us. Amen. It's like Moses. Moses had something in his hand. God gave Moses a rod. And He said to Moses, "This which is in your hand, I will use." And I believe God has given each one of us something in our hands for this year. Whatever He has given you, your studies, the gifts on your life, your career, your family, be responsible for that which God has entrusted to you. And trust God also to multiply. But how can God multiply stuff that we aren't using, and that we, it's like use it or lose it. You know, the guys who play rugby understand, you've got the ball and you've got to use it or you're going to lose it. If you don't use what you've already have in your hands, then God cannot multiply that. So I believe when we are trusting God, we can be also responsible that God can even trust us with more things. So let's be responsible. Let's truly know what God has given each one of us. And each one of us has a talent. Each one of us has a gift. And we shouldn't compare with other people. We shouldn't look around at what others have. We should say, God, what is in my hand right now? And I'm going to be faithful with what I have in my hand. And you're going to multiply that. Lord, I trust you to multiply that. But as trusting people, let's be responsible people. Let's truly be good stewards of that which God has already given to us. Amen. That's the second thing. Then the third thing is the U. The U of trust stands for understanding the ways of God. You know, friends, we'll never know God fully because God is God. We are not. But we need to understand God's ways better. We can grow in our understanding of who God is and how He works. God's ways are much higher than our ways. And that is good news for us. That's why Jesus came to die for us on the cross. He came to show us who the Father was and who the Father is. And He came to demonstrate God's love for us. God's ways are higher than the ways of the world. God's ways are always good. God's ways are perfect. Amen. So let's know that God's ways are for our best. Sometimes things don't make sense, but let's understand God's ways in 2021. Let's search the heart of God and understand really who God is and what He has for us. Amen. So let's get to know Him. Let's get to know His word and His promises this year, because His promises are yes and amen. You know, there's lots of things being said throughout the media, lots of conspiracy theories, lots of stuff that people are promising us, or the world is promising us, and God's promises are the ones we should truly hold on to. Amen. God's ways need to be understood. And when we can walk in wisdom and understand God's ways, then we are a people who truly trust. Amen. So as we trust this year, let's also understand the ways of God and grow in that and search the heart of God for His ways. Amen. Then the second last one is the S. The fourth one is the S of the trust. And that stands for steadfastness. To be steadfast in who God is and to be rooted and grounded in Christ. So as we are a people of trust this year, as we trust God, let's ask Him to create in us a steadfastness, an unshakableness, an immovable, steadfast faith in Him. Amen. And in His love, specifically in His love, I want to say the S stands for being steadfast in the love of God. Do you know the love of God? Do you know that God is for you and not against you? God has the best for you because He loves you so much. He loves you and me so much that He sent His Son to die for us. So let's this year, as we trust, let's trust to become steadfast. Let's be people who are steadfast in our faith. And let's truly walk in the ways of God, rooted and grounded in Christ. Then the last one, exciting one for all of us. The fifth one and the final one is the T of trust. The second T of trust. It starts with a T, it ends with a T. This D stands for testify. Let us testify, friends, of God's goodness. Let us testify of who God is and His faithfulness in our lives. You know, if we are people of trust, then we will be a people who testify. People who tell of the goodness of God to our children and to their children and to their children. You know, God told the Israelites in the Old Testament, He says, tell these things to your children. Tell them to the generations to come. Tell of the commandments, the statutes, and the goodness, perfection, and holiness of God. Tell them to anyone who wants to listen. So let's be a people of trust this year by testifying. Because if you really trust God, you will testify of how amazing He is. And friends, the world needs to hear the goodness of God. The world needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's nothing better than to share the good news with people out there. So let's be a people of trust. Let's testify. Let's be a people who are thankful, a people who are responsible, a people who are understanding of God's ways, a people who are steadfast, and a people who will tell, talk, and testify the last T of the goodness of God. Can I pray for us this morning or today as we encourage one another at the start of 2020? Let us trust God. Let us put our hands in the hand of the one who calms the sea, the one who opens the sea, the one who makes a way where there seems to be no way, the one who provides, the one who heals, the one whose hand is not too short and not too weak to stretch out and touch our lives in 2021. Let's pray together as we commit ourselves to trust the Lord, and we will be blessed as His people. Amen. Father, I just want to thank You for this word of trust in 2021. I pray that we would be a people of trust, that we would trust You more, Lord. That as the scripture says, Lord, that we would be blessed as we place our trust in the Lord our God. You are good, Father. You are amazing. And I pray that our hope would be You, Lord, not only in You, and that we wouldn't just place our trust in You, but that You alone would be our hope. You would be our strength, and You would bless us to be a blessing as a people of God as we walk in Your ways this year. Lord, help us to be thankful. Help us to be responsible. Help us to understand who You are. Help us to be steadfast and unshakable. And help us most of all, Lord, as we trust in You, to testify to this world that so desperately needs the good news of Jesus Christ. I pray Your blessing over Your people in 2021, that all of us may walk in the fullness and the love of God our Father. We thank You for who You are in our lives. And we commit this morning and today, Lord, and in 2021 to trust in You. As there's so much uncertainty, so much things that are uncertain and unshakable, Lord, we know that You are unshakable, You are trustworthy, and we place our trust in You, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. So wonderful to speak to you again. Missing you guys. Hope to see you in person soon. But until then, put your trust fully in the Lord. Amen.